The good news is there won't be a government shutdown over the 2012 or the rest of the 2011 budget anytime soon. But the near shutdown was a fight almost every inch of the way. Tom Shoup is the editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine. And, Tom, I have I know you can't see me because you're on the phone, but I have one of those big, thick neck braces on today from the whiplash from all of this that we've undergone over the last week or so. A shutdown is inevitable, and nobody can agree on anything. And then 5 minutes later, oh, we have an agreement, and there won't be a shutdown, and everything will be taken care of.
Well, there won't be a shutdown for now. They just keep doing what they always do, which is kicking the can just a little ways down the road.
It's not even really kicking. It's just kind of tipping it with the tip of your toe.
Right, right. And, it, you know, we're now entering year two of this, you know, of not having any real length of time where there's appropriations funded for any agencies. So
I talked at the top of the hour about the fact that this actually winds up costing the government more money in many cases than are saved by the efforts of various members of Congress in both parties to try to save money.
Yeah, I don't think I think there's a strong case to be made. There's not cost savings to be had in any of this. And it's not the kind of management that any private sector business would run itself by constantly just coming up with short-term funding things and not making fundamental decisions about what you want to spend and what you want to spend it on.
Well, what do you take away from the agency perspective from this last round?
I think what I would take away is that this has become sort of a permanent condition, and that may change because it's an election year, and it may be that the members of Congress on both sides want to just put this behind them, and who knows what impact the super committee will have. But certainly the regular process is just not able to come up with any kind of agreement at all. I mean, even the FEMA funding that was holding things up, they agreed to a certain extent on what the funding should be, but not really what everyone agrees that FEMA is going to need more money than is in this particular bill. So
they just avoided that one too.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit more optimistic, I must say, than I think most people are about this. And here's why. The reason that I'm optimistic is because after about Wednesday of last week, we didn't hear anything at all from either Speaker Boehner or Leader Cantor in the House. The Senate, when the House bill failed, or maybe that was Thursday, when the House bill failed last week, the Senate kind of took over. And the only thing that I heard leading up to the vote that took place in the Senate that ended this, at least for now, the other day, yesterday, was the pro forma session will happen on Thursday. The House will approve it by voice vote, and then they'll approve the next one, the six-week deal, when they come back on Monday or Tuesday of next week. To me, the fact that they didn't feel the need to get in front of cameras and get in front of media and talk about all of this and score their points makes me feel a little bit optimistic. Am I a little bit over the moon there, do you think?
Well, I guess it's what your optimism is gauged against. I mean, is it better than some of the stuff that's happened over the course of the year? Yeah, that's probably right. And I think there is less of a desire to get caught in one of these traps and endless debates over funding. So I think that there's less of a stomach for the fight than there was before. But on the other hand, you know, for one thing, who knows what – you never know what might happen. Yes, supposedly they're going to come in on Thursday and vote to do the short-term measure and then have another session to do the longer term. But even the longer term only takes us to November. It isn't as though they've passed the appropriations bills they're supposed to pass. It isn't as though they've got any kind of agreement in place. Nobody really knows what the super committee is going to do. I mean, by the standards of what they ought to have done, which is by now approved budgets for every agency for the next fiscal year, which starts at the end of the week, they're still not doing that great.
See, I try to go positive, and you just drag me down again, Tom.
I'm Mr. Negativity.
But you know what? To be fair, with good reason, based on the track record that we've seen, you mentioned the super committee, and it's no accident, I'm sure, that this continuing resolution takes us to about the time the super committee is supposed to report some results.
Yeah, I think that's right. And that actually is, I think, some cause for a little bit of optimism that they only did it that short, because the main reason they would have done it that short is not to get out in front of whatever the super committee wants to do. So from that standpoint, that may be some reason for optimism.
The average federal employee is affected about this stuff a lot more than the average citizen across the country. If you're sitting at an agency wondering what all of this means, do you think maybe people are just kind of giving up on trying to figure it all out and just kind of going about their business?
I think that's probably right. I think that by now they're sort of rolling with the punches. I think federal employees, from what we hear from them, are completely disgusted as the average American, with the way Congress operates and the way elected officials in general operate. So I think that it just continues to get worse and worse. But I think, you know, I think their federal employees are used to this level of uncertainty, and I also think they do deep down understand that things could be worse. There are a lot of people in the private sector who are in worse positions in terms of having lost their jobs, and there's not a lot of that going on in the government sector. So I do think people have a sense of perspective about it.
A CR or a budget before November 18th?
Oh, CR.
Another one?
Yes.
So you and I will be banging our heads against the wall in the middle of November like we have been the last couple of weeks, huh?
Yeah, and I don't know. I hesitate to get into the business of predicting, but I think.
But I love to get you in the business of predicting,
yeah, I know,
Tom.
You're
I love it.
Trying to pin me down, and I always regret it.
Actually have a pretty good track record.
Well, I guess so.
You've done very well.
It's dangerous business. But I think the super committee is such a wild card that I do think, on the one hand, that, you know, everybody's going to have an incentive to get, you know, to get this taken care of, to get something drawn in the sand, and then to go to campaign on that and put it behind him. On the other hand, I think the best case probably is a long-term CR at some point that just takes care of the rest of the year, because these battles just keep on happening, and the House Republicans in particular, they are just not wanting to budge on the overall spending level. And they really had to, you know, the Democrats and the Obama administration really sort of had to dance their way out of it. I mean, FEMA just sort of magically came up with $1 billion+.
We could have a whole nother conversation about how that turned out, too,
right?
Couldn't we?
Yeah.
I hear the collective ugh coming from agencies across town when you use the term long-term CR. So I'm going to hope, quite honestly, that you're wrong about that one, although, as I mentioned, your track record's pretty good.
I would be thrilled to be wrong.